A few lessons ago, I talked about those in the book of the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, the chapter we call the faith chapter. But I'd like to think maybe more like the faith choice chapter, because it is in this chapter we find many of God's people making a choice by faith. They were making kingdom choices. Their choices was between the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of heaven. Moses made a choice between the kingdom of Egypt and the kingdom of God. It was a kingdom choice. Moses had a choice between Egypt's identity with its material privilege and personal luxury, or the people of God with their sufferings and heavy burdens and heavy labor. The choice was not what it seemed. Only one of these two groups were the people of God, and it wasn't the Egyptians. If the promise made to Abraham was true, Moses faced a choice between this world and the city whose builder and maker is God. And while Moses knew all about the gods of Egypt, he knew that the God of his parents, his birth parents, was the true God. It was a choice between a lifestyle of personal pleasure and self-indulgence, or a lifestyle of suffering with God's people. Even today, in our affluent world, people line up to catch a glimpse of the treasures of Egypt. On the basis of sight, the choice was obvious. But Moses, through the eyes of faith, saw the reality differently. To choose Egypt was to lose the person of God, the promises of God, and the people of God. Even though his choice of transition from one to the other may not have seemed like it was a good choice, the writer of Hebrews does not defend Moses' method, but he does understand the force that drove him. Moses was not a victim of circumstances. He was a man of faith, acting on principle. By faith, when he grew up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose, I like that, he chose to be mistreated with the people of God rather than enjoy sin for a season. He regarded suffering for the sake of Christ a greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. He refused, he chose, he regarded. These are the words of faith. First, Moses chose the people of God. He renounced Egypt to become part of God's people. This was not a rejection of Pharaoh's daughter, the woman who had saved his life and bestowed upon him great kindness, as it was a choice of the living and true God. He owed a great debt personally to his adopted mother, but this wasn't a choice between his adopted mother and his birth mother. This was a spiritual choice to follow the one true God who had revealed himself to a favored people, the people of Israel. And somehow, Moses had come to an overwhelming sense of the greatness and the goodness of the God of Israel. Second, Moses chose the will of God. Egypt represented the pleasures of sin. This involved culturally approved practices that violated the standards of God. The pleasures of sin also refers to things that in themselves were not bad, but became evil when they lured us away from God. Moses' position, his power, and his prestige was not sinful within themselves. After all, Joseph held like privileges in Egypt, but these very things now threaten to lure Moses away from the call of God in his life. Such things, whatever they are, become the pleasures of sin, and enticing as they are only temporary. But he who does the will of God lives forever. Faith lives for the lasting and the eternal. Third, Moses chose the treasures of God. Faith has a strange accounting system. The treasures of Egypt are obvious. You can hold them in your hands. You can see them with your eyes. But Moses said by his choices that such things were of less value than the sufferings for Christ's sake. I doubt that Moses at this stage in his life had much understanding of God's messianic program that would culminate in the return of our Lord Jesus Christ in glory and power. But when Moses stepped out and identified with God's people, a people living in disgrace and slavery, he knew that Pharaoh would not and could not tolerate his behavior. In the short run, his choices meant suffering, danger, and perhaps even death. Moses was looking beyond the instant gratification of the pleasures of sin, even beyond the experience of disgrace being associated with the people of God. He was looking to the eternal rewards of the better city and the better country that the people of faith seek. While others saw as treasures to pursue, Moses saw as a distraction to be discarded. While others saw as an experience to be avoided, the sufferings of Christ, Moses saw as a treasure to be cherished. Faith sees everything in terms of its true value because it sees things in the light of eternity. Moses' choice was a kingdom choice. The faith choices that was made in the life of Moses did not begin with Moses, but with his parents. And ultimately, these choices led him down a trail of faith. You remember the faith of Timothy? It was first in his grandmother Lois and in his mother Eunice. Paul says, "I am persuaded that it is in you also. From a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ." When I read that, I realized that it was not Paul that won Timothy to the Lord. Even though Paul called him my son in the gospel or my son in the Lord, it was not as though Paul had led him to the Lord. There are people in this world that I refer to as my sister in the Lord or my brother in the Lord. And then there are some great ministers that I would refer to as my father in the Lord. From a child, Timothy's grandmother and his mother had taught him the Holy Scriptures. Timothy had known the Holy Scriptures from a child. Never underestimate what you teach your child about God. Never think that it is in vain. Teach them from a child the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make them wise unto salvation. I'm going to stop the lesson right here. I have two more lessons on this same subject. So be with me tomorrow.